We can only imagine how the people in the occupied countries must have felt. After the German defeat at Stalingrad, hope is revived. The German news broadcasts do not, of course, show any of these images. And Hitler says, "We must not use the word surrender. We must explain that our men were unable to receive supplies and that is why they were beaten. We have to use the word sacrifice." The Nazis want to turn this national disaster into an opportunity for galvanizing the German people. The Minister of Propaganda, Goebbels, assumes the task of mobilizing all the nation's energy and resources towards this end. In the audience, seemingly ecstatic, is Albert Speer. He will furnish Hitler with the means to implement total war. Hitler calls him his only friend. The 38-year-old architect, builder of the Führer's megalomaniac edifices, has been appointed Minister of Armaments. Speer gives new impetus to the German war industry. He is a masterful organizer, but above all, he is an adamant Nazi. Under his orders, millions of foreign or Jewish civilians will be rounded up and worked to exhaustion or to death. After Russia and Poland, occupied France is the country that provides the Nazis with the greatest number of workers. The Vichy regime institutes a compulsory labor service and drafts 600,000 French workers for Germany. Those who want to evade this service take to the forests and join the resistance movement. The song of these groups is the partisan song.